By remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden is urging Americans to steel their spines against the surging coronavirus pandemic, but assured them that, in his words, America is not going to lose war, this war. Biden said the first vaccines against the coronavirus might be available by the end of December, while vowing to, in his words again, get the entire country immunized as soon as we can. The U.S. recorded 1 million new infections in each of the last 2 weeks, and the death toll has now topped 261,000, more than in any other country, according to Johns Hopkins University. Millions of people here in the U.S. traveling to their Thanksgiving Day holiday celebrations today, Thursday, despite a surging COVID-19 death toll and record hospitalizations here in the U.S., travelers' dismissal of increasingly dire warnings to stay home and limit their holiday gatherings is fueling concerns of another wave of coronavirus infections and COVID-19 deaths during the December holiday season. Sharp rises in cases usually result in a rising death toll weeks later. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and state and local governments have been strongly urging people to remain at home and keep their Thanksgiving celebration small. While President Trump said it was a great honor to pardon his former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, taking aim in the final days of his administration at a Russia investigation he long insisted was motivated by political bias. Trump also granted clemency to longtime confidant Roger Stone days before he was to report to prison. For more news, join us at voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. Ethiopia's prime minister said early Thursday in a statement, the military is set to begin the final phase of their offensive in northern Tigray region. The announcement comes after a 72-hour ultimatum for Tigray leaders to surrender expired. The prime minister had rejected calls for dialogue to end an internal conflict that has already killed hundreds and replaced more than 40,000 people in the East African nation, a stance that has alarmed diplomats from Addis Ababa to here in Washington about the potential for escalating conflict. The three-week-old crisis between the federal government and armed officials in the Tigray region had already alarmed diplomats around the world, who have almost unanimously urged the prime minister to resolve it peacefully. Former Sudanese Prime Minister Sadiq al-Mahdi has died from a coronavirus infection 2 weeks after being hospitalized in the United Arab Emirates, this according to family sources and a statement from the Umar Party. The 84-year-old Mahdi was Sudan's last democratically elected prime minister and was overthrown in 1989 in the military coup that brought former President Omar al-Bashir to power. The moderate Umar Party was one of the largest opposition parties under Bashir, and Mahdi remained an influential figure even after Bashir was toppled in 1989. The Umar Party said in a statement that Mahdi would be buried on Friday in Sudan. South Africa on Wednesday began a period of mourning for the lives of those lost from gender-based violence and the coronavirus. The period of mourning began on the International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa has called on citizens to wear black armbands or other signs of mourning to signify and respect those who have died. Ramaphosa also said national flags will be flown at half-mast at various national key sites and government buildings for 5 days until November the 29th. The humanitarian aid group Doctors Without Borders said the organization is pulling out a hospital from one of the most vulnerable and impoverished neighborhoods in the Venezuelan capital, Caracas. The field hospital operates in the Petare neighborhood and is considered one of the best equipped to treat COVID-19 patients. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.